Thursday. We are coming to you a day early. As an organization, we've got a pretty busy day tomorrow, so we're recording the podcast early. I am very excited to introduce you to our new co-host, not just a recurring guest, but a co-host here on the podcast, Tiffany Van Bronckhorst. Tiffany, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on this episode. I appreciate it.
Of course, we are happy to have you. Tiffany is our new content contributor and events coordinator here at Right to Life of Michigan. Tiffany, you've been working here, it's about 4 weeks now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right about a month. So could you go ahead and just give us a little bit about yourself and how you came to find Right to Life of Michigan?
Yeah, so my position is a content contributor and event coordinator for Right to Life. And I spend a lot of my days writing articles for people within our organization and also articles that can reach people in the public as well. And I also get to coordinate events. I get to book speakers and collaborate with our affiliates to create really successful and meaningful events. I have been very passionate about the pro-life movement, even from a young age, growing up into my early adult years too. And it's really an honor to be able to work alongside a really dedicated team of like-minded people who, you know, are all coming together to save lives. That's really what it is at the heart of it. And I think the most rewarding part of my work is knowing that in some way I'm helping to make a meaningful impact on our society today.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like working at an organization like this really allows you to go home at the end of the day and feel good about the work that you're doing. Not that other jobs don't. We're not trying to knock on other jobs in the industry, but it feels good knowing that with such a prominent issue of abortion and physician-assisted suicide being in our culture today, it's nice that we can contribute to a mission that's trying to combat that. So we are very happy to have Tiffany on our team. She is also going to be working on a new project that regards this podcast. We won't give away too much because it's still in the early stages of development, but we are looking to add a video element to our podcast. A lot of the more popular ones out there, they post on YouTube so you can actually see the people talking. They've got cool studios. So we are excited to ride with that trend and create a podcast that's more visually appealing for our listeners. So stay tuned for more on that, more in the future to come. We are in March. March marks Women's History Month. It's a very important time where we can honor some of the amazing women who have helped shape our nation and our society today. We remember women like Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who have really worked to shape the women's suffrage movement and abolition and really laid some groundwork for the freedoms that people enjoy in our society today. A woman that I really enjoy learning more about is Dr. Mildred Jefferson. She was a surgeon who dedicated her whole life to serving women. And a really great quote that she had was, "I'm at once a physician, a citizen, and a woman, and I am not willing to stand aside and allow this concept of expendable human lives to turn this great land of ours into just another exclusive reservation where only the perfect, the privileged, and the planned have the right to live." Really just a great quote on the value of unborn life and how she works with women to help them be able to choose life.
I completely agree. And here at Right to Life of Michigan, we truly believe in empowering women just to make the best choices for themselves and also their families. And we stand with women facing unexpected pregnancies, and we try to offer as much guidance and resources and support that we can with just a compassionate community.
Right. Absolutely. The word that you used, empowerment, that's a word that we really wanted to focus on this month on some of our writing on our website, where the current place that we are in our society kind of twists the word empowerment. You see it used a lot by the pro-abortion side, saying that abortion is an empowering choice for women. It's a freeing choice. It's a safe choice. But what we're working to do is really educate that true empowerment is allowing women to make the hopeful and courageous choice for life. That's why we've adopted our new tagline, Life the Other Choice, to show that yes, a woman legally has, quote unquote, the right to an abortion because It was enshrined in our state constitution with the passing of Proposal 3. But for choice to truly exist for a woman, she needs to have every opportunity laid out before her, which is why we promote local pregnancy resource centers. It's why we have the Life the Other Choice ads that end in the help hotline so that women have a place to turn to. Should they want to choose life for their child, they have that opportunity to do so. Regarding kind of where our society is now, Planned Parenthood is one of the larger voices in the pro-abortion side. And a very interesting article came out last month regarding the truth about Planned Parenthood. Tiffany, would you like to touch on that a little bit?
Yes, of course. I would love to touch on that. An article came out from New York Times last month talking about how Planned Parenthood puts a lot of their funding into their political battles and into their advertising more so than their actual care for their patients coming in. Mm-hmm. Lots of pregnancy resource centers often see women who are coming in after a negative experience mm-hmm. at an abortion clinic, and a lot of them even report of just a very cold atmosphere and a generally just uninviting environment.
Planned Parenthood promotes itself as this place where women can turn to when they're looking for what they call reproductive health care. We know that their main goal is really abortion. And you can see in this report by the New York Times that, well, the New York Times is, it's normally a more abortion-leaning publication. And it almost seemed like they were trying to garner sympathy for Planned Parenthood in this article, but that is not how it came out. It really came out and shed light on some of the dark truth about Planned Parenthood. But you can see that a lot of these women who are going here expecting care are coming away with really negative experiences. And a lot of that comes from, as Tiffany said, misallocation of funds. A lot of the donations that come in for Planned Parenthood, which is a lot, they get hundreds of millions of dollars every year in donations. And most of it goes towards their political agenda, where they are supporting pro-abortion candidates or pro-abortion legislation instead of actually giving money to their centers, which they claim help women. Again, we know that's not necessarily the case, but this report shows that they can't really hide behind the face that they put up, that they're trying to help women, because the truth is that they're not. They're trying to push this only abortion agenda instead of providing women with every opportunity that's available to them.
Yeah, and when it comes to this quote-unquote care, it is anything but that.
Right.
And even in this article, it says that they don't require confirming gestational age and ruling out an ectopic pregnancy prior to prescribing abortion drugs. And this is incredibly dangerous for women's health. The gestational age has to be determined before being able to prescribe abortion drugs. And honestly, this can only be done by ultrasound.
Right, which is why a lot of pregnancy resource centers make sure the first thing that they do when women come to them is to get that ultrasound. But a lot of Planned Parenthood facilities do not provide that service. So, like you were saying, a lot of misinterpreted care going on there, where they are prescribing abortion pills for women who may have an ectopic pregnancy. And with the abortion pill, it causes a lot of bleeding with the uterine lining due to the lack of progesterone. And that could be mistaken for an abortion happening when really the baby is still growing within the fallopian tube. And that requires a whole different level of care entirely. So this misinterpretation of the pregnancy due to them not doing ultrasounds, them not really taking the appropriate steps to make a diagnosis, it caused a lot of harm for a lot of women.
Yeah, and on top of that, abortion drugs are given within the first 10 weeks of pregnancy because of an increased risk of complications that come following those 10 weeks. And a lot of these abortion doctors are prescribing these drugs within 11 weeks.
Something that they really advocate for is the abortion pill. They want to send these pills through the mail all over the country without a prior in-person doctor's visit. a woman who is at home can order an abortion pill through Planned Parenthood without ever having to be face-to-face with a doctor. And that's not healthcare. That is the opposite. It is having a woman who is at home. She could be afraid, alone. She doesn't feel supported. She can just get this pill and suffer through all of the physical consequences by herself without ever having to see a physician, which is just awful. This article is really great. We encourage you to check it out because there is a lot of insight into the improper care that's going on over at Planned Parenthood. We'll flip to maybe some more positive news with proper care that is provided by pregnancy resource centers. There's a really great story in Missouri about some lawmakers that are pushing for a tax credit for giving to pregnancy resource centers. Do you want to touch on that a little bit, Tiffany?
Yeah, I'd love to. This bill has been introduced in the Missouri House to increase the tax credit contribution level for pregnancy centers from 70% was what it was, and it's now going to 100% starting in 2026.
Wow.
And this is honestly such a great win for pregnancy centers. And unlike state-based funding, taxpayer contributions come with no strings attached, which is amazing. And this bill will finally provide financial resources that are necessary to ensure that pregnancy centers can provide free services to women and families in need. And if this bill is passed, not only is this helping pregnancy centers, but taxpayers can also have a say in where their taxpayer dollars are being contributed as well.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. A 100% tax credit up to $50,000 per year. It's really a great way for Missourians to, like you said, know where their tax dollars are going, and really to a great resource. These pregnancy resource centers are such great places for women going through an unexpected pregnancy, or maybe a pregnancy that they were prepared for, but they're realizing that they may not be as financially stable as they thought, or they don't have the support that they thought they were going to. There's so many different reasons why women seek pregnancy help, and no matter what that reason is, pregnancy resource centers are ready to support them in whatever way they need, whether through material goods, whether through free ultrasounds, really so many different ways that they can be assisted. And with this Missouri bill that was proposed, again, not actually in law yet, but it would be a great way for these PRCs to receive some additional funding. And like Tiffany said, these citizens, they know where their money's going. I know that that's a big problem I hear from people is that we're paying all these taxes, we don't know where it's going. But
exactly,
this would be a great way for people to actually say, hey, my tax dollars are contributing to a cause that I find to be very worthy. And it really helps to combat. Last year, Missouri did legalize abortion. They had a proposal that was approved by the Missouri voters, where it is now in their constitution. So this is a proactive way where they can really strengthen some support for the pro-life community within Missouri. Continuing our talk about pregnancy resource centers and the great care that they provide, we are extremely excited here at Right to Life of Michigan to relaunch our Life the Other Choice ad campaign. We launched it last year and it saw tremendous success. In just the first few weeks that it was posted, there was a 14% increase in calls to the pregnancy help hotline that is lives saved. That's women who found a place to turn to where they were given the resources to choose life should they want to. So again, super excited for this relaunch. It's going to be coming near the end of April, beginning of May, and it's going to be in a lot of the major streaming platforms. We're launching them on Peacock, Amazon Prime, Netflix, Hulu, really just trying to promote life everywhere that women are. We know that these are the most popular streaming services. This is where women are going to be watching their shows, their movies. So allowing these ads to be in that space is really going to be great.
And the great thing about two of these ads that we have already that are titled Presence and Test, they end with the Pregnancy Help Hotline, which actually connects women with their closest pregnancy resource center.
Yes, yep, a hotline that we love to promote. It's super helpful for women who see it. The number is 1-800-712-HELP. And like Tiffany said, when you call this help hotline, there's going to be someone on the other end who helps connect you with your closest pregnancy resource center where you can go and find all this life-affirming care, which is just absolutely great. We are, again, super excited to launch this campaign again. It saw tremendous success in 2024, and we're hoping to see the same success here in 2025. To do this, we do need help with our fundraising. We've got quite a ways to go just with our fundraising goals because this is an expensive campaign. We are trying to reach women everywhere that we can, and to do so costs a bit of money. If you have the capacity, the financial ability to help us with this campaign, we would encourage you to go to rtl.org/donate and donate to our ed fund. That is going to help us relaunch these ads, reaching women where they are, promoting life, and allowing them to have resources with life-affirming care instead of the more sometimes loud voice of the pro-abortion side. A woman going through an unexpected pregnancy is going to be met with the pro-abortion side telling them, like we had touched on, that it's an empowering choice to choose abortion. It's a freeing choice, but we want to combat that message by promoting life. So if you could help us, that'd be great. If you just want to check out the ads, we do have those available on our website under the videos tab. So please feel free to go check those out. They're really great in reaching women where they are and showing them that life is a choice available to them. Another thing that we'd like to promote here is our upcoming benefit dinners. All of our affiliates across the state, we've got about 80 of them, put on these fantastic benefit dinners in which they invite great pro-life speakers to come and give a talk. They provide dinner a lot of the times, and they allow you to connect with your local pro-life community. There's already about a dozen of these events listed on our website at rtl.org/events, and there are more to come. As more information comes, we continue to post them on our website so that you can check if a affiliate in your area is going to be hosting a dinner that you can attend.
So please consider registering for one of these dinners to enjoy a great meal and just to listen to engaging speakers and join in fellowship with members from your community too.
Right. We give a lot of thanks to our affiliates. They're the ones out on the front lines. They are the ones setting up at education tables and at fairs. They are planning great pro-life events. So a dinner like this is a great way to get connected with them, where you can go and meet people that are involved in your local affiliate and see if there's opportunities for you to volunteer yourself and to get involved. So again, that's going to be on our events page on our website. We encourage you to go ahead and check that out. All right, that is all the news we've got for you guys this time. We encourage you, if you would like to receive our weekly pro-life update, that's an email blast that we send out every Thursday with pro-life news. You can go to our website, and there is going to be a sign-up link in which we can add your email to that list. If you want to continue receiving news, we encourage you to do that. Other than that, we are extremely grateful for you guys continuing to listen to us, and we are very excited about the future of this podcast and the new twists and turns that we've got coming in the future. They're all going to be super positive. They're going to help grow this platform and reach more people. So we are grateful to have Tiffany on our team now. She is going to be joining us for the next few podcasts as we work to set up the visual elements. So, Tiffany, thank you very much for coming on and podcast so far.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you all for listening. We will talk to you guys later. Have a great rest of your day.